You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. The identity of the man who died in an officer-involved shooting in Taylorsville is being released. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera reports.
Taylorsville police sent us an email stating the man was 33-year-old Fuedi Afiaki. The press release describes officers were dispatched yesterday to a domestic dispute report around 11 a.m. to Afiaki's home. And it was in his garage that they approached him. They say while officers spoke with him, Afiaki pulled out a handgun, and it was at that moment three officers shot their firearms. He died after being transported to the hospital in critical condition.
We never like it to come to this, for sure.
That was Lieutenant Aaron Cheshire. Those officers have been placed on administrative leave while the investigation is conducted. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
A man is critically injured after being shot by police in Payson on Saturday. Payson police say that their two officers were responding to a shoplifting incident at Payson Market when they say they noticed the suspect had a knife. After they tried to taser him, police say advanced on them, and that's when shots were fired. Reports show the man is now stable. People in West Valley City are working to support the family of three people who were killed in a car crash on Friday. KSL-TV's Brianna Chavez has more.
Outside Simplicity, a beauty salon in Midvale Sunday afternoon, other local businesses set up shop. But it's not to benefit them. It's all to help the family of 21-year-old Lisbeth Rodriguez. All the proceeds raised will go to her family and the two young children she leaves behind.
One of Lisbeth's friends says the community coming together was a no-brainer for many local businesses. KSL's top national stories. President Biden is speaking today with the Prime Minister of Israel. ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers has the latest.
President Biden will speak today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Their first phone call since February 15th. The conversation comes as the president and administration officials express increasing frustration over the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, and after the president was caught on a hot mic after his State of the Union, saying he needed to have a, quote, come-to-Jesus talk with Netanyahu. After Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer last week called for a new election in Israel, the White House said President Biden respects Israel's democracy and is not pushing to replace Netanyahu. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
The Supreme Court is hearing arguments today over how far the federal government can go to combat false information online. The issue first came up during the pandemic when the federal government accused social media companies of promoting misinformation with COVID vaccines. Several Republican-led companies sued in response, accusing the administration of censorship. But during today's arguments, Louisiana Solicitor General Benjamin Aguiana accused the federal government of coercion.
Pressuring platforms in back rooms shielded from public view is not using the bully pulpit at all. That's just being a bully.
The White House says it's simply communicating with platforms the same way it does with traditional news outlets. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. Department of Homeland Security is launching a new pilot program it says could help crack down on fentanyl networks. ABC's Mike Dubusky has details.
Artificial intelligence models like Gemini from Google are capable of scanning through and summarizing vast stores of information. That's what DHS says its new pilot program is designed to do, intended to help investigators summarize and search for information within lengthy investigative reports. The department says it could lead to, among other things, more fentanyl seizures, but the technology has drawn criticism for occasionally producing false or misleading information. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
KSL Sports. Both BYU and the Utah State men's basketball teams are headed to the NCAA tournament.
The Cougars are going to the Big Dance for the first time in 3 years, looking for their first tournament win since 2012. Despite getting a lower six seed to avoid a Sunday game, BYU head coach Mark Pope says,
"The only thing that matters to us is we're in this thing, we get a chance to go play, and we're playing against a great team."
BYU will play the A-10 tournament champion Duquesne Dukes Thursday morning at 10:40. The Utah State Aggies are back in the Big Dance for the fifth time in 6 years, but are still looking for their first tournament win since 2001. Senior guard Darius Brown II says they're looking to change that.
"We talked about more than going to the tournament this whole season. We talked about winning in the tournament and advancing in the tournament."
The eighth-seeded Aggies will take on TCU Friday night. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The BYU men's basketball team flies to Omaha tomorrow to prepare for the first round of the NCAA tournament. On social media, several BYU fans were upset the Cougars didn't get a 5 seed, which would have had them play in Salt Lake City. KSLSports.com BYU insider Mitch Harper tells Utah's Morning News it all came down to Sunday play.
BYU was the highest 5 seed in the NCAA tournament seeding. But the NCAA selection chair told CBS Clark Kellogg that BYU slipped because of the no Sunday play.
Mitch says dropping to a lower seed shouldn't have too big of an impact on the first round. But if the Cougars advance, it means they'll likely face the three seed Illinois. First look traffic. Good afternoon, Michelle Rowe.
Good afternoon, Maria. We're looking good out there, but we do have a crash. This is northbound I-15 at Center Street in Santaquin. I'm not seeing it causing any delays. We're looking at about a 17-minute travel time from Draper to downtown. Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Spend your workday with a talk show that makes you feel better about the news.
Dave and Dujanovic.
They have a good dynamic between the two of them.
Sometimes I'll take Dave's side, and sometimes I'll take Debbie's side.
They're great.
Dave and Debbie, live from 9 to noon. Or podcast the show on the app for KSL News Radio.
IVC, Interventional Vascular and Vein Center, is having a Hello Spring special event on Saturday, March 23rd. This will be a free screening for varicose veins at their office in Provo. Don't let leg pain slow you down. Come and learn why starting now is ideal to get you ready for summer. IVC has been in business for over 20 years and has been voted the best vein center of Utah Valley for 10 years running. IVC's doctors, advanced practice providers, and sonographers will be on hand to answer your questions. So stop in to IVC on Saturday, March 23rd for a free varicose vein screening. Space is limited, so please RSVP right now. Let's spring new life into your step. Visit iVein.com. iVein.com. That's the letter iVein.com to schedule your new year, new legs free screening at IVC. Because life starts when the pain stops.
The Utah RV Palooza is back and packed with new and used RVs to fit every budget. March 21st through the 24th, come to the only free RV show in the area at the Mountain America Expo Center. Shop travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, motorhomes, truck campers, and more. You'll find monthly payments starting under $149 per month on approved credit for select new RVs, like a new 2024 GoPlay 19BH travel trailer. You'll also find huge savings on used motorhomes. We've got select 2023 and 2024 low mileage models from Thor and Jayco heavily discounted. The best deals don't last, so start shopping now at UtahRVPalooza.com and make sure to tour the full lineup of GoPlay travel trailers, one of the fastest growing RV brands in Utah. Get special financing options like zero payments until June OAC, as well as clearance pricing on all remaining new 2023s. And unlike other shows, free admission. Don't miss the Utah RV Palooza. 4 days only, Thursday, March 21st through Sunday, March 24th at the Mountain America Expo Center. See you there.
Stock number L75171, based on 20% down, 8.99% APR for 180 months, subject to prior sale. See dealer for details.
Advanced Window Products. Factory direct. Affordable windows. Call today. They're on their way. Financing available. Save now, pay later. AdvancedWindows.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story this hour, the man who died in an officer-involved shooting in Taylorsville this weekend is now being identified. Meanwhile, the officers have been placed on administrative leave. KSL News Time 12:08. Standardized testing in Utah is going digital. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more.
It's safe to say that many students would be more adept at taking the test online, but administrators are also seeing the benefits. State Assistant Superintendent Darren Nielsen says taking the ACT or SATs helps logistically.
You don't have all the shipping of paper materials back and forth between the vendor, in our case ACT. You don't have to worry about destroying secure testing materials.
Going digital would also speed up the grading process. Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Many millennials are deciding to take money out of their retirement to use as down payments for a home in order to afford the mortgage. Certified financial planner with DMBA Shane Stewart told Dave and Dujanovic that can be a big mistake.
So there'll be a tax, depends on your tax bracket, but I'd estimate 15-20%. And then there's a 10% excise tax if you're under the age of 59 and a half.
Stewart says using money from your 401k should be an absolute last resort, especially if you're under 59 years old. An Orem man is training to set the Guinness World Record for running the most consecutive ultra marathons. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has his story.
Chris Avery's been running rain, snow, or shine every day for nearly 800 days now, building up the stamina to run 30 miles a day around the perimeter of the United States in 2027.
I think we all want, our kids to be able to look at us and go, man, I'm so inspired, and I see Dad live fulfilled because he did these things that were challenging, yet so joyful and fulfilled, and like that they know that they can do whatever they want to.
His family will be following him in an RV, seeing the country with him. Avery says he hopes to use this record-setting run to raise money and awareness for mental health organizations. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Let's check in with Michelle Rowe.
Yes, Marie. Well, it looks like we're seeing good speeds for drivers on I-15 running smooth and clear from Ogden all the way to Provo. Again, we do have a crash northbound I-15 at Center Street in Santaquin. I don't see it causing any delays. Need a perfect event venue? There is a place. This is the Place Heritage Park, ideal for weddings, events featuring 11 venues, beautiful grounds, affordability for any celebration. Call or visit thisistheplace.org. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine to go around today with a high of 64 degrees. Very nice weather. Overnight, we'll dip off to 40 degrees with clear skies. Tomorrow, 65, sunny skies. We keep high pressure into Wednesday, high of 67. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, it's beautiful, sunny, 55 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, the Federal Railroad Administration is looking into new routes from Denver to Seattle and Denver to L.A. that would stop in Salt Lake City. We will speak with UDOT about that proposal. That's next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. You know, when you find something that works, you want to tell someone about it. And that's exactly how I feel about Salt Lake City Fat Loss. I've lost more than 24 pounds in the last 6 weeks with their easy-to-follow plan, and I lost it naturally, safely, and effectively. For the first time in years, I'm actually looking forward to wearing shorts this summer. With SLCFatLoss.com, there are no prepackaged meals, no surgery, no injections. Their program is science-based, and it's not a fad diet. Check it out for yourself. Just go to slcfatloss.com to schedule your free consultation. You can do it in person or virtually. This is a great way to jumpstart your weight loss. I have lost more than 24 pounds, but many of their clients lose up to a pound per day. Call 801-450-1882 or go to slcfatloss.com. That's slcfatloss.com.
Hey guys, meet Salt Lake City's favorite men's health expert.
Hi, I'm Eric Ramos, healthcare provider at Revive Men's Health. I've been treating men suffering from low T and ED for over 5 years. And before that, I was a combat medic in the Army and a Navy corpsman in the Marine Corps, responsible for my men and their health every day. I understand firsthand the health challenges that impact men. Many of my patients come to me because they've noticed a lack of energy, loss of strength, increased belly fat, and even depression. Low T can impact your whole life, but so can proper treatment of it. And hearing that my patients are back to living life to the fullest, that's the best part of my job.
Guys, if you're looking for affordable, guaranteed low T and ED solutions, contact Revive for a free T-check and exam today, saving you $199. Call 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit RevivemensHealth.com.
Derek Overstreet, founder of the New Millennium Group. We're a financial planning firm. Listen, we're fiduciaries. We have advisors standing by right now to take your call. That's 888-999-6370. 888-999-6370. The reason you're going to want to call is we're going to help you retire 3 to 5 years before you thought possible. Now, imagine how that would be if you could actually retire 3 to 5 years sooner than your plan was. The way we do this is by putting together a step-by-step plan, taking into consideration any rental properties that you have, any pension income that you have, your Social Security. Listen, we put that all together for you in writing. It will allow us to build your income based on inflation. You know, inflation has been rapidly rising. You and I both need a plan that whatever we start out our income at, in 5 or 10 years, we're going to need 40% more income. So if you're one of those people listening and you'd like a plan in writing, give us a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. or go to utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Getting help with electrical repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Taylorsville police revealed the man who died from an officer-involved shooting on Sunday was 33-year-old Fuedi Afiaki, stating he pulled out a handgun and was shot in his garage by three officers. I'm KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera.
Second, BYU and Utah State are both going to play in the NCAA tournament, but some people from BYU are questioning why they were deemed a 6 seed instead of a 5 seed. Third, traffic and weather together, Michelle.
Well, we have a little slowdown. This is northbound SR-224 approaching Kimball Junction and I-80. Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
Another splendid spring day with highs in the mid-60s. I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and 55 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Is it an issue of censoring free speech or the government combating potentially dangerous misinformation? The Supreme Court's heard arguments on the matter today.
The case involves efforts by the government to urge the deletion of certain posts. In some cases, the urging was insistent. And attorney Benjamin Aguinaga said it went beyond the use of the bully pulpit.
That's just being a bully.
But most justices sounded skeptical of the idea that it violated the First Amendment. Liberal Justice Elena Kagan noted it's common for government press officers to lean on news outlets about the stories they run.
I mean, this happens literally thousands of times a day in the federal government.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says at least 20 civilians were killed when the IDF raided a hospital. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says all efforts were taken to avoid civilian casualties.
The IDF is conducting a high-precision operation in limited areas of Shifa Hospital, following concrete intelligence that demanded immediate action.
The White House also confirming that President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke today for the first time in more than a month. A new court filing shows former President Trump is having what his lawyers describe as insurmountable difficulties in obtaining a bond to pay nearly half of his $500 million New York civil fraud judgment.
Significant here is that his attorneys are essentially acknowledging that he is facing some financial trouble, and they've cultivated this image of former President Trump as a billionaire. Clearly, he's having a difficult time paying this.
ABC's Catherine Folders in Moscow's Red Square today. A victory celebration for Viktor Putin, who's been officially re-elected to an unprecedented fifth term. He was the only major candidate on the ballot. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Salt Lake City could become a stopping point along new rail routes being studied by the Federal Railroad Administration. Joining me now live is Jordan Backman, Urban Planning Manager for the Utah Department of Transportation. Thanks so much for being with me, Jordan.
You bet.
Tell us about these new routes.
So the new routes are part of a larger study being conducted by the Federal Railroad Administration. They're looking at long-distance routes that run 750 miles or more. And two of the proposed routes go through Utah. There's one that runs from Los Angeles to Denver and another one that goes from Seattle to Denver.
So describe for us what kinds of things they consider when deciding if they're going to actually go forward with these.
They decide what the demographics are. You know, how many people does it serve? What types of people does it serve? What cities do they travel through? Those are some of the considerations that they look at.
Mm-hmm. My big question would be, why not something like a high-speed rail that would actually get people to and fro more quickly?
Well, high-speed rail is obviously more expensive. So these routes would be running on existing rail routes that also carry rail freight or freight rail, excuse me. And for high speed, you would really need to build an entirely new rail line, which would be very expensive.
Mm-hmm. So is there a real demand for this kind of train travel that's going to take so much longer than a plane or a car?
You know, I think there are a lot of people who are interested in the idea of train travel. How much of that interest translates to actual ridership is difficult to say. I think if you're wanting to take a slower trip on the ground and not fly, and maybe want to enjoy the scenery a little bit more, that might be more for those people. But if you're trying to get from point A to point B quickly, train travel is probably not the best route.
Right. So when will there be some sort of decision? When could we actually see these new routes?
Well, so the next workshop for this study will be in the spring, and then some decisions will be made on kind of plan of action. But even if one or both of these routes were selected for privatization and implementation, it would be several years away to actually get it up and running.
All right. Jordan, we appreciate your time. Thanks for being with me.
You bet.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is Jordan Backman. He's the Urban Planning Manager for the Utah Department of Transportation. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Let's see what's happening with Michelle Rowe.
Well, I-15 is still running smoothly, Maria, from Ogden to Provo, but we do have a little bit of a slowdown. This is going to be at Washington Boulevard, 40th Street in Ogden. Just a little slowing at that intersection. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast, we are on cruise control. 64 today with sunny skies, goes to 65 tomorrow. Into Wednesday, 67. High pressure still with us on Thursday. Partly cloudy, 65. 67 and partly cloudy on Friday. We keep it nice, but more clouds into Saturday with breezy winds, 65 the high. Next best chance for some precipitation, not till Sunday, with a chance for rain, snow, showers, high of 51. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's sunny in downtown Salt Lake City. Very pleasant, 55 degrees. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. Markets in the green today, trying to take back some of last week's losses. We'll get you a complete update of Money News coming up next.
I decided to go to Mountain Heights Academy because online school makes me concentrate more on schoolwork, and we can work at our own pace. Each week has a schedule, but we can decide if we want to work ahead. We could have a 3-day weekend if we decide to turn everything in on Thursday. I really like Mountain Heights Academy because it's so flexible and it just works for me.
Mountain Heights Academy is an online public school for grades 7 through 12. Visit our website to learn how it can work for you.
See the high-flying dunks, show-stopping blocks, and crowd-silencing threes at Delta Center this season. With an action-packed schedule, it's easy to get to a Jazz game, pick out an unmissable matchup, or just a tip-off time that works for you. It's time to put on your Jazz gear and head to the game. Come with a friend, a loved one, or as a group. See all available tickets and options at utahjazz.com or call or text 801-355-DUNK.
Uma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Uma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Uma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Nice. Find your business comm at uma.com/radio.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online.
Hewitt!
Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Tim Jr. here from RGS Exteriors, and I'm proud to tell you, we don't lay off employees when things get tough. During the pandemic, we didn't let one of our installers go. Instead, we had them clean and remodel our offices so they could still get paid. Remember the 2008 housing crisis? It was a financial nightmare for even the biggest contractors. Still, we didn't lay off a single worker. Nope. We sacrifice profits to keep paying everyone. Look, when the economy's down, most contractors are quick to lay off their workers. It's the easiest way to save money when times get tight. But at RGS Exteriors, we're loyal to our people. You know why? Because it's the right thing to do. People first. People always. That's the RGS way. For gutters, siding, windows, and more, call RGS Exteriors at 801-280-3110 or visit rgsexteriors.com. That's rgsexteriors.com, 801-280-3110.
Common Spirit Health, hospitals, clinics, and caregivers, all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Healthcare with human kindness is here. Hello, human kindness.
KSL News Time 1224. Apple's next generation iPhones are still months away from being released, but a new report indicates they might come with artificial intelligence features sourced from Google.
Apple and Google are discussing a partnership on artificial intelligence, which would bring Google's AI model called Gemini to the next generation of iPhone. That's according to a report from Bloomberg, which finds that while Apple is developing its own AI model, it's not as far along as engines from Google and others, hence the potential partnership. Google already has a multi-billion dollar deal with Apple to be the iPhone's default search engine. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Both Google and Samsung have released phones in the last year that use AI to generate text or to edit photos. Watching Utah's money, the amount of money being donated to charity is up, but the number of donors is down. It's because the ultra-wealthy are starting to donate. Altrada says those worth $30 million or more make up 38% of donors. Hulu's threats are no longer empty. The password crackdown is here. The policy went into effect this week, so don't be surprised if you get kicked off your parents' or your friend's account. The streaming service joins Netflix and Disney Plus in the war on password sharing. LinkedIn knows how difficult searching for a job can be. That's why the platform is adding in-app games. The games are rumored to be puzzle-based, and companies will be ranked in games based on the scores of their employees. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up 153 points. It sits at 38,868. S&P 500 up by 44. The NASDAQ, it's up by 190 points. That's more than a full percent. Sequels on pandas and sci-fi still rule the weekend movie ticket sales.
Panda is the new black, Jack Black.
What do I know about being a spiritual leader?
Voicing the lead character in Kung Fu Panda 4, numero uno at the North American box office in its second weekend. $30 million in ticket sales, say studio estimates. Dune Part 2, a very close second in its third weekend, $29 million. Third place with $7.5 million, Arthur the King, based on the true story of an adventure racer who befriends a stray dog. Imaginary 4th, Cabrini 5th. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
While not quite spring, it's been pleasant.
Sunny skies, mid-50s.
But we all know, in Utah, that can change in a moment.
A sure sign of spring is wind.
It helps to know what you're facing each day with traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s.
We have you covered on KSL News Radio.
This is Todd Freighton's heart. He's begun his wellness journey. This is its sound on a treadmill, at a slight incline, on a stroll through the forest. And this is the heart of Maria Sanchez, his physician. What's it doing here? A lot, actually. Because when we partner with you, we don't just offer a strategic plan and status updates. We put our hearts into it, beat for beat. We call it the power of we, Intermountain Health.
Looking for a secure retirement plan without market risk? Look no further. Lyle Boss, president of Boss Financial, specializes in no market risk retirement strategies with guarantees of principal, guaranteed growth, and lifelong income. Join Lyle right here each Saturday and Sunday for his Safe Money radio show and call him now at 855-355-SAFE for your complimentary customized Safe Money information kit and Safe Money book. Nothing but upside here at 855-355-SAFE. F-E.
Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson. Our goal every day on Inside Sources is to help you divide the rage from the reason, elevate the conversation, connect the dots, and make the news make sense in your world. We have conversations with great thinkers, with great leaders, and great people who are just out there making a difference in the world. Now, we do talk about politics, but only so we can discuss society and culture. And then we explore society and culture so we can discuss principles and the people in America and the state of Utah who actually live them and apply them every day. We bring the best and brightest minds to the state of Utah, and we love to take the Utah model and send it out to our nation's capital and beyond. Every day on Inside Sources, you'll be part of that conversation. To help you understand things in a different way, we'll get you to think again about what you think you know. But most important, we're going to help you have confidence to have crucial conversations in your community and in your own home.
Join Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson, 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's happening, Michelle?
Well, I-15 is still really quiet, Maria, but we do see a little bit of building traffic. This is Bangor Highway going through West Valley. Get Mr. Mac's Performance Missionary Package. Includes one performance suit and four and collar shirts, stretch shirts, three ties, one mission belt, one pair of Echo or Johnson & Murphy shoes. Just $595. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's a beautiful start to the work week. We've got 64 today, sunny skies and snow-capped mountains. Overnight, we'll dip off to 40 degrees, clear skies. Tomorrow, 65 and another round of sunshine. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
A lot of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City. The temperatures now reach 57 degrees. In Provo, it's 56. St. George, warmer at 63 degrees. And in Moab at this hour, 54.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:30. KSL's top story this half hour. Tomorrow is the first day of spring, and the warm temperatures are kicking it off. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
The above-average temperatures this week are a good indicator of our spring and reflects trends in recent years. Springs across the nation are getting warmer and lasting longer. Meteorologists at the National Weather Service's Climate Prediction Center expect the season to have slightly above-average temperatures. That could be anywhere from 0.1 to 10 degrees over. The water outlook is up in the air, literally. We're expecting more mountain snow and valley rain next week, and the amount we get for the rest of the season could go either way. It's just too early to tell. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
We have been tracking an increased number of mountain lion sightings in northern Utah the last few months. Sounds like Washington State residents are seeing a similar trend. A 60-year-old woman managed to fight off a cougar that pounced on her while she was riding her mountain bike outside of Seattle.
He had a tooth in my temple here and a tooth under my chin, and then he reached around and grabbed my ear.
Oh my goodness, she was with friends who helped by hitting the cougar and getting it to let go, then trapping it under a bicycle until wildlife officials could respond. The woman has permanent nerve damage but says her friends saved her life. Salt Lake police are mourning the loss of canine Bruce, who died from an underlying medical condition his handler didn't know about. Canine Bruce completed his training back in 2021 through the Taylorsville Police Department. Over his career, he helped find 31 people. Chief Mike Brown said in a statement, "It's been devastating to his partner and the entire department." Alpine School District has canceled its meeting to push for a bond for $175 million. That bond was supposed to support a new high school. Director of Communications Rich Stowell says putting the bond on hold would make them subject to new legislation that would limit the funding that they might get.
We would be impacted by that limit. But, you know, we're confident that our board will find ways to fund the priorities of the district.
Stowell says a bond isn't off the table. The board just wants more time to understand the new legislation and receive more public comment. They still plan on a new high school being started by 2028. KSL's top national stories. A new court filing shows former President Trump is facing insurmountable difficulties in obtaining a bond to pay a nearly $500 million civil fraud judgment. Judge ordered Mr. Trump to pay $355 million plus interest after holding him liable for doing a decade's worth of business with fraudulent financial statements that overvalued his real estate holdings and hyped his wealth. Here's ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
Trump says that as financially stable as he is, the amount of the bond, nearly a $500 million, makes it impossible for him to secure it only with cash, which is what an underwriter would typically prefer. He'd like to put up some of his real estate holdings, but no company, not even Chubb, the insurance giant that's underwriting his bond in the E. Jean Carroll case, is willing to accept it as collateral.
Trump is now asking the appeals court to grant a stay with a bond for a lower amount. It comes no surprise, but Russian President Vladimir Putin will continue his reign for another 4 years. In a landslide, Putin won his country's election, and with the precincts reporting their results today. Elections officials say Putin secured a record number of votes, but Western leaders call this election a sham. Other national stories KSL is following. If you are planning on flying for spring break, be prepared. prepared for busy airports and airplanes. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
With spring break travel underway on Sunday, the TSA reports it screened over 2.7 million people at airport checkpoints across the country. The last time the U.S. saw that many people flying, it was on the Friday before Christmas in 2022. Numbers since March 7th have rivaled the busiest summer travel days, and the airlines are performing well. On Sunday, there were only 91 canceled flights nationwide. That's a low number compared to overall flights.
Meanwhile, if you are planning on driving, gas prices have been skyrocketing in Utah over the last several weeks. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
The cost of regular unleaded gas has jumped 38 cents around the Beehive State in just the last month, now sitting at an average of $3.33 a gallon. AAA spokesperson Julian Paredes says this is normal for this time of year, but a couple of potential reasons for the recent hikes.
Definitely likely some refineries around the area have gone down for maintenance. But something that's definitely happening is some refineries are already switching to the summer blend of gasoline.
Paredes says that summer blend is more eco-friendly but also costs more. However, things could be way worse. This time last year, Utah's gas prices were almost 50 cents more expensive than they are today.
Definitely something to be thankful about.
Paredes says if this is anything like a typical year, prices will likely keep rising a few cents a week all the way into summer. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Well, let's find out what's happening on the roads right now with First Look Traffic. Here's Michelle Rowe.
I-15 still running at posted speeds, but we do have some slowing. This is in the construction area on Bangor Highway around 9800 South. Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
A legacy of news and information going back generations.
I'll have the radio on. I learned that from my mom. She's listened to KSL her whole life, and I grew up listening to KSL radio too.
I really enjoy listening in the morning.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
Hi, this is Julie from the Visitors Bureau in Logan, and things are looking up. The sun is out and you should be too. Spring break is just around the corner, so book your stay, pack your bags, and come and play. We're kicking off spring break with the annual Original Baby Animal Days at the American West Heritage Center. You'll be spread out over 160 acres of beautiful scenery while you pet all the baby animals like lambs, goats, piglets, bunnies, and chicks. March 28th through the 30th also features exotic animals. You can see baby bears from Yellowstone Bear World April 3rd through the 6th, which is also when Baby Animal Days combines with the annual Mountain Man Rendezvous. Watch demonstrations like flint and steel fire starting, bullet making and leatherworking, and scrimshaw. Wait, do you even know what that is? It doesn't matter. Come and see at the American West Heritage Center. Logan has so many great things to do. Come for spring break or anytime you need a break. Vacation in Logan. Just get in the car. ExploreLogan.com. ExploreLogan.com.
This Monday Tax Tip is brought to you by Susan Spears, CEO of the Utah Association of CPAs.
Do you have a dependent in college? Do you depend on tuition tax credits to reduce your tax liability? Form 1098-T is a statement sent by schools and copied to the IRS that verifies that you paid what the IRS calls qualified educational expenses in the preceding tax year. If you don't get this official verification, you cannot claim the American Opportunity or Lifetime Learning Tax credits for the tuition, books, supplies, and equipment expense needed for classes. The student will need to contact the educational institution and request the Form 1098-T. Your CPA will be able to assist you as well.
Get the most out of your income tax preparation when you hire a CPA. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Listen to KSL on Monday for more tax tips from the Utah Association of CPAs.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story, we're learning more about the man who was killed during an officer-involved shooting in Taylorsville. The 33-year-old was shot by officers responding to a domestic violence incident where he pulled out a handgun. KSL News Time, 1237. The countdown begins. Governor Spencer Cox has until Thursday to sign or reject the hundreds of bills on his desk. He has already signed several of them, including one that removes the requirement for cars to have a front license plate. Starting next year, cars won't need them. The DMV will only be issuing a rear plate. A growing number of Americans say their preferred presidential candidate is none of the above. Politico reports about one in five voters can't stand either of the remaining presidential candidates. Director of the Hinckley Institute of Politics, Jason Perry, tells David Dujanovic he wouldn't be surprised if there aren't more people who feel that way.
I'm not really hearing a lot of people out in the community saying, wow, this is the matchup I was hoping for. It just isn't the case.
Perry says both President Biden and former President Trump have unfavorable have high unfavorability ratings, putting both campaigns in a challenging position headed into the summer. The new Pride Festival is not to be confused with the Pride Parade. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi reports on the new event.
The festival will be held June 29 and 30 at the Gateway. Director Bonnie O'Brien says the festival will be free for those 18 and under and $5 for everyone else because they want everyone to be able to attend.
But we're also, we're not trying to support a community center. So we're not trying to make money. We're literally trying to break even.
The deadlines for participation start this weekend. It's Sunday if you want to be an entertainer and April 1st to be a vendor. This event bookends Pride Month, which kicks off with the Pride Parade a few weeks earlier. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
The South Entrance to Zions National Park is getting a much-needed redesign. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more.
So here's the deal. Traffic has always been congested at Zions National Park, so the Park Service is releasing a new proposal. Parking for larger vehicles would be reconfigured and shuttle travel would be simplified. Infrastructure would also become a lot more accessible.
The project would also install a new vehicle and pedestrian bridge to help the flow of pedestrians and cyclists. KSL News Time, 12:39. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Michelle Rowe.
Looking at a little bit of slowing in a couple of spots on Bangor Highway, Maria, we see this at 9800 South, both directions due to the construction. Also a little more slowing between the Riverton-Bluffdale line. This is about 2700 West. S&S Roofing is your trusted source for quality and affordability. They have been the top roofing company in Utah for over 40 years. Schedule an estimate now. Get a free quote at snsroofinginc.com. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
Keeping it above normal for the next few days. How about today? 64 degrees with sunny skies north to south. 65 tomorrow goes to 67 with more sunshine working into the middle of the week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and 57 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's New News, Governor Cox's challengers in the race for governor disagree with his Disagree Better campaign. We'll talk about why with Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson coming up next. Streaming live at kslnewsradio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
IVC, Interventional Vascular and Vein Center, is having a Hello Spring special event on Saturday, March 23rd. This will be a free screening for varicose veins at their office in Provo. Don't let leg pain slow you down. Come and learn why starting now is ideal to get you ready for summer. IVC has been in business for over 20 years and has been voted the best vein center of Utah Valley for 10 years running. IVC's doctors, advanced practice providers, and sonographers will be on hand to answer your questions. So stop in to IVC on Saturday, March 23rd for a free varicose vein screening. Space is limited, so please RSVP right now. Let's spring new life into your step. Visit iVein.com. iVein.com. That's the letter I-V-E-I-N.com to schedule your new year, new legs free screening at IVC. Because life starts when the pain stops.
Devotion to country, service to Utah. Brent Orrin Hatch had a front row seat, watching his father serve our state faithfully in the Senate. A constitutional conservative and lifelong Republican, Brent Orrin Hatch is a champion for the rule of law. He's running for Senate to stop this lawless president from destroying our country from within. Hatch will fight to secure the border once and for all, and take on Mexican drug cartels to halt the flow of deadly fentanyl. Brent Orrin Hatch knows the national debt is just as big a threat to national security. Hatch won't rest until the budget's balanced and won't cave to the big spenders in both parties. Pro-life, deeply committed to religious liberty, rock-solid Utah conservative. Brent Orrin Hatch for Senate. Paid for by Conservative Outsider PAC, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.copac.us.
From The Simpsons to Spider-Man and Mission Impossible to Men in Black, Danny Elfman has composed some of your favorite film and TV scores. March 22nd and 23rd, hear his iconic musical stylings as the Utah Symphony performs Danny Elfman's Percussion Concerto. In this highly anticipated concert, the symphony is joined by one of the greatest percussionists in the world, Colin Currie. Prepare to be amazed as he jumps from drums to xylophone to vibraphone and more. Tickets are going fast. Get yours at utahsymphony.org. On March 29th and 30th, hear a violinist at the top of her game. International competition winner Serena Huang is making her debut with the Utah Symphony, performing Dvorak's Violin Concerto. It's one of his most popular pieces, but so difficult that it's only attempted by the top violinists. Feel the energy in your limbs as the violinist's bow dances across her strings. It's monumental, dramatic, and selling fast. Get your tickets now at utahsymphony.org.
Don't miss the Utah Symphony performing Dvorak's Violin Concerto. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org. KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
gas prices in Utah have risen by 38 cents in just the last month, and one expert says they're expected to keep rising for the next couple of months. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, Alpine School District is canceling their push for a bond, at least for now. It would have been used to create a new high school. Third, traffic and weather together, Michelle.
Still running smoothly, I-15 from Ogden to Provo. Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
A six-day stretch of highs in the mid-60s starts today. I'm Matt Johnson.
It's sunny and 57 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. For the first time in more than a month, President Biden has spoken with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Their conversation with the IDF conducting what it describes as a precision raid on a hospital in Gaza, saying it's making all efforts to avoid civilian casualties. The first sea delivery of aid to Gaza is being touted as a success, but a new report says it is nowhere near enough.
A UN-backed report warning famine is imminent in much of northern Gaza, where 300,000 civilians remain largely cut off from regular aid deliveries. The report also finding another 800,000 across Gaza struggling with catastrophic hunger.
ABC's Jordana Miller. Former President Trump's lawyers say he's having a lot of trouble securing a bond to pay his $500 million New York civil fraud judgment. Stocks are higher so far. This is ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Utah Governor Spencer Cox has been speaking across the country about disagreeing better, hoping to promote healthy dialogue in politics. But now the other candidates for governor are disagreeing with his Disagree Better campaign. Joining me now live to talk about it is Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson. What is happening? Who's actually against disagreeing better and why?
Well, I think it's all about the semantics and it's all about the politics of it all. So, of course, you have Phil Lyman and Carson Jorgensen who are running on the Republican side against the governor. And then you have Brian King on the Democratic side, all running for that spot to be the governor of the state of Utah. And it's one of those examples of the fact that we end up campaigning in punchlines. But when you lead or when you govern, you actually have to do it through prose. So it's a very different animal. And so you can look at it. And often what happens is we end up splitting a lot of hairs or we end up just kind of using the blunt force instrument, all of which can be true. But we end up with these really false choices. So, for example, Phil Lyman has been making the case that politics is about conflict. And so we shouldn't be disagreeing better. We should stand up for something. Those are both true, and they actually are compatible. So to me, that's not an issue if you're actually doing it the right way in terms of leaders. And Carson Jorgensen has been talking about this idea of not compromising, that you need to stand on principle. That was probably the most fascinating thing I learned in Washington. When you look at all the calls that came from Utah constituents into the Senate office about a wide range of bills, there were two types of calls that came in. One would say, compromise, 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 in a box with a fox on a plane in the rain, compromise, compromise, compromise. And then the other set of calls that would come into the Senate office were, don't compromise, in a box with a fox or for any reason, any day, anywhere. And both of them are wrong. It's the ultimate false choice. I think Brian King is looking at an important component to this. Obviously, he serves as a Democrat in a supermajority Republican legislature here in the state of Utah. And so Brian King has been focused on, yeah, let's disagree better. Let's make sure everyone's at the table and that everyone has a voice at the table. That's a good principle. And we can disagree better as long as we do that. When we do have everyone at the table and everyone has a voice, America's always at its best. when we are a country of big ideas and open, sometimes even roiling debate. It's how we do it. It's the respect factor that I think is most important. So I think most of this is a little bit of a tempest in a teapot. I think most of this is about campaigns and punchlines and bumper sticker slogans. This has very little to do with governing or actually leading.
Some people have said that just the term disagree better means not attacking the big issues. Is there any truth to that?
Yeah, I think that's a false choice. I really think that's a false choice because it's not, in my view, disagreeing better is not about being a squish. It's not about being a sellout. It's not about any of that. If you look at the founding of the country, you want to talk about some big, open, roiling debates. They were all right there. And they did get to a compromise. It was the miracle of the compromise in Philadelphia. But I think the thing we often skip is what led to that. The magic of that. Washington talked about this in one of his final letters. He said it was the spirit. It was the spirit of friendship and mutual respect that was the absolute essential component to the compromise that ultimately led to the forming of the greatest country on the planet. And so, again, too often we get served up the false choices because of politics. But remember, this isn't about just winning an election. And for whoever you're for in the lot of who's running for governor is not the issue. The thing we have to remember is it's not just about winning an election. It's can you lead and can you govern? And that's how you should really look at any candidate for any office. Is it's one thing to be able to spew pejoratives at your opponents, but can you lead with a vision that you have for the future? That's the ultimate test for all of us.
All right, Boyd. Thank you.
Thanks, Maria.
And Boyd Matheson will host Inside Sources from 1 to 3, so you can hear more on that. Traffic and Weather Together is brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's happening, Michelle?
Well, I-15 is still pretty quiet, but we do see some delayed traffic. This is on 123rd South in Draper, both directions approaching I-15. Spring is here, and new deals are blooming at Murdoch Chevrolet. Receive up to $9,000 off or 2.9% for 6 years on a Silverado 1500. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast. Spring has sprung. Look at this 7-day, folks. 64 today. Sunny skies. High pressure in place. 65 for your Tuesday. Wednesday, 67. 65 Thursday. Partly cloudy and 67 on Friday. Into Saturday, still mid-60s. Mostly cloudy skies. And then we've got a chance for rain and snow on Sunday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Nice sunshine, 57 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. We can't help it. We have to talk about spring. Tomorrow is the first day. And that means that summer is just around the corner. And I want to tell you about something that's helping me quickly slim down for summer. And it's Salt Lake City Fat Loss. I have lost more than 24 pounds in the last 6 weeks with their easy-to-follow plan. And I lost it naturally and safely, very effective. And for the first time in years, I'm actually looking forward to wearing those shorts this summer. With SaltLakeCityFatLoss.com, there are no prepackaged meals. There's no surgery, no injections. Their program is science-based. It's not a fad diet. Check it out for yourself. Just go to slcfatloss.com to schedule your free consultation. This is a great way to jumpstart your weight loss. I've lost more than 24 pounds, but many of their clients lose up to a pound per day. Call 801-450-1882 or go to slcfatloss.com. That is slcfatloss.com.
Hi, I'm Christine. 15 years ago, my world as a mom crumbled when my two sons finally were able to be honest about their substance addiction. My husband and I had been attending a 12-step addiction recovery program at our church to learn how to help our sons. We learned addiction is a life-threatening brain disease that's chronic, progressive, and has the capacity to take away free agency. I searched desperately to find the right help for our sons and was told to look for a strong aftercare program. By the grace of God, we found that with Renaissance Ranch and also found their amazing family program. Research studies indicate family members play a huge role in treatment outcome and long-term sobriety. Today, we are grateful owners of Renaissance Ranch with our sons and know addiction is a family illness and families can find healing and connection when they are willing to learn more about recovery. If you have a loved one suffering from addiction, don't wait to seek help. Join us in our online Christ-centered family education classes that are open to the public at no charge. Look for us at renaissanceranch.com.
Any Hour Services free furnace sale is going on right now. If you haven't scheduled your free estimate yet, do it now. Call Any Hour Services today or schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
When the weather warms up, it's like a stampede, except instead of dust stirred up by hundreds of hooves, it's a cascade of phone calls to Advanced Window Products. This is Jeff Kaplan. Soon as the sun shines and the snow's gone, people want new windows and frames from Utah's number one custom window maker, and the wait for installation grows longer. But right now, you can get near the front of the line by calling for a quote and get $2,500 off when you purchase 10 windows or more. That's on top of the incredible savings for the highest quality double-pane windows and frames, any style, any color. See, at Advanced Window Products, they actually build the windows here in Utah, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. There's no middleman, and they can pass the savings on to you. They even offer buy now, pay later. So get in before the wait grows longer and get the $2,500 off. Get your new windows this spring. Make the call. Advanced Window Products, 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100. Or visit AdvancedWindowsUSA.com.
The following is a test of the emergency alert system.
KSL News Time, 12:55. A new reported spotting of Princess Kate this past weekend is putting more pressure on the palace to update the public on her health. Princess was reportedly spotted at one of her favorite food shopping spots with Prince Williams. ABC News foreign correspondent Maggie Rooley has more.
The princess did have to miss the St. Patrick's Day parade. It's something she normally attends every year as an honorary colonel, handing out shamrocks to the soldiers. Dan, this year instead, the soldiers honored her. They took off their hats and they did three cheers in honor of Princess Catherine.
Questions about her health have been spiraling online as she's been missing from public life for 2 months following abdominal surgery. Watching Utah's money, Nippon Steel says they won't lay off workers or close plants after the purchase of U.S. Steel is complete. President Biden says the $14.9 billion deal is not a good idea and could negatively impact the steel industry supply. Best Buy is recalling more than 250,000 Insignia air fryers due to burn and fire hazards. The handles of the fryer can reportedly break or melt, and the glass door on the fryer can overheat and shatter. KSL Drives, the sale of hybrid vehicles is skyrocketing as more people hesitate to buy electric cars. Reuters reports that hybrids could make up 20% of the sales next year. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is up by 141 points, sitting at 38,856. S&P up by 40 points and the NASDAQ up by 167 points. That's more than a full percent.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.